WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
From everywhere in Chenango and Delaware and Otsego counties, good afternoon, sports fans. It's time for high school football on WCDO. Well, this is Harry Graves. At my elbow is Anthony Beers. And this afternoon, WCDO's microphones are here in Delhi, New York, and we're coming to you from Delaware Academy and Central School. As I was saying to Anthony a little bit earlier, it is one of those beautiful facilities here, and it's a perfect afternoon for football. The game today will be between the Harpersville Hornets and the Delhi Bulldogs, and it is going to be a terrific afternoon for football. Anthony, I said to you before that this is one of those facilities that you just dream about, because we're here on a hillside overlooking a football field, and off in the distance is SUNY Delhi.
It's beautiful here, Harry. The weather is perfect. We're here on top of the hill. There's very peaceful. No one's there to interrupt us here to enjoy the football game, and we're all set to almost kick off here. It looks like they're going to start the toss soon.
I made the remark a little bit earlier that this is one of those facilities that you just die for. Today's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right here on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches and the players and fans all the very best in today's game and throughout the season. You have the starting lineups. If you want to lay them on me, we will do that very quickly before we get to other activities.
I do have the lineups for you, Harry. Here we have the Harpersville Hornets starting.
Nope. I can tell right now that that is not Harpersville Hornets. Look at that lineup for Delhi.
Oh, my apologies. This is Delhi in front of me. At starting quarterback, we have Connor Gioff. And at starting halfback, we have Trey Mostert, along with the other halfback, Noah DeDominicus.
Yep.
At 42, number 42, running back Brian Ingram.
I'm going to have to interrupt you for just a second while we get things organized. So you're listening to sports on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's the first week of September. The leaves are starting to change. School is starting. The nights are getting cool. It's our favorite time of the year at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. Stop by this week and enjoy savings on so many great items. For the $15 purchase in Limit 3, check out these great sales. 100-ounce Tide liquid laundry detergent, $8.99. 12 packs of Arizona iced tea are half price at $2.49. And just in time for those school lunches, Betty Crocker fruit gushers, roll-ups, shapes, and fruit by the foot, only $1.49 each. Other fantastic deals this week include first of the season, Eastern Grown Ginger Gold Apples, 69 cents a pound. 100% premium beef boneless New York strip steaks, just $5.99 a pound. 48-ounce Friendly's ice cream, only two for $5. And Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. Stop by our stores to enjoy flowers from Darlene's Flower World, real maple syrup from Baker's Maple, homemade ice cream cakes from Valley Cafe, and homemade signs and crafts from Little Blue Barn Primitives. All these great local products are made here and sold at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
From beautiful Delaware Academy and Central School, Harry Graves here with Anthony Beers, ready to go for this afternoon's football game. Starting lineups for the Delhi Bulldogs. At quarterback, as Anthony was telling you, is Connor Chiaffi, who is a sophomore, getting the starting nod for Coach Dave Kelly's crew. In the backfield, it's going to be Trey Master, Brian Ingram, and Noah DeDominicus, now a senior after we watched him for so many years. If we look at the center, it's going to be Tyler Cumston anchoring the center of the line at 215 pounds. The two guards right next to him, Kenz Matthijs and Brandon Molay, each top 200 pounds, and both of them about 6 feet tall. In the tackle positions, we're going to have Rich Kraft, and it will be Hunter Sika. And Sika, both of them, as a matter of fact, big boys at 230 pounds. Much more slender chaps in the end positions, Alex Specht and Austin Bedian, and those are the two men that I have listed as tight ends. If we look over to the starting lineup for the Harpersville Hornets, Devin Dean in at quarterback. We've heard the Dean name so many, many times throughout the year. Andrew Kimmel will be in the running back position, along with Cody Snow and Stephen Lee. For those of you who were with us last year, remember how Stephen Lee just tore up the field behind the quarterbacking of Mason Dean. If we go along the line, we'll take it from left to right. John Andrews is going to be one of the gentlemen on the ends. It's going to be Brad Bender at tackle, Sean Sweet at guard, Silas Weckel in the center of the line, 242-pound center, 6'2". He is a big boy. Scott Gregory will be in there at the tackle position, or guard position, with Tyler Gates right next door as a tackle. And finally, Dylan Smith, way over on the other end, and he will be one of the targets for Devin Dean, who is, as we said, in the quarterback slot today. Why don't you grab that that table and slide it back up so I don't drop things down in front of it? And we're just about ready to go. Meeting of the officials, and I know you were busy watching me, but it looks to me like we have had both of the teams with their final words with their coaches. Interestingly enough, Dave Kelly not in the huddle. Coach Dave Kelly just walking with his headset on the near sidelines. He has been around nearly 50 years as coach of the Delhi Bulldogs. Over across the way, much newer guy on the Harpersville Hornet squad is Tim Petras. He's just standing out there right on the 50-yard line with his arms crossed. Now he gives an old signal, and with that, his team moves down to the school end of the football field. I'll have to get my bearings to know if we're north, south, east, or west. But anyway, Harpersville will be going from right to left, and it will be the Bulldogs going from left to right. It will be Delhi will be kicking off And I don't know, Anthony, if you had an opportunity. I don't know. Just my other. Okay, we got too many. Okay, we got all kinds of different pages here. I need to get a. You've got a Delhi sheet, and I put a Harpersville sheet, and now we hopefully can spot these guys. So, approaching the football, it's going to be a big end-over-end kick. William Wilsey, who kicks it away, and the ball is going to be taken down in there. Whoop, look out, this could be trouble. Harpersville, it's going to be Stephen Lee. I just talked about Stephen Lee being so pesky in the past. He takes that ball back about at the 40-yard line, back in his own territory, finds a hole, and eludes the last runner. And as a result, we end up on the very opening kickoff of the first quarter, a run back by Stephen Lee, number 7, that will be good for a touchdown. And as a result, the Delhi Bulldogs end up going up by a score of 6-0. Excuse me, the Harpersville Hornets go up 6-0.
There's a great kick return by Lee there on an opening kick. Right in the middle of the field, tended to be a lot of clutter, and he's a little guy, was able to just kind of shift his way out of there in the middle and explode all over the other side of the field.
My apologies for saying Wilsey with that kickoff. Checking the wrong sheet, folks, and people have the same numbers. Let me give that kick credit to Ken Matice. Ken's Matice, the man who kicked off for the Delhi Bulldogs. Man goes in motion. It's going to be number 15. That will be Cody Snow. And he is going to be stopped short of the goal line. So as a result, our score stays. Harpersville leading in this ball game in the opening seconds of play by a 6-0 score. So one thing that, yeah, okay, make sure that we get things written down so that any time we can just look over and see that the score is 6-0 and it's 6 and it's 9-6 and whatever it might be, and we'll do it that way. Harry Graves and Anthony here in a Saturday afternoon. We had a bit of a technical problem trying to get things going, and those things can set the pace of your afternoon something else. We are here, and we are ready to go, and we have hopefully got most of the things taken care of for you. Remember, we have football for you every Friday evening throughout the season and most Saturday afternoons right here on your station for sports in Sydney, New York, the Tri-Town area. Coming up next week, it is going to be Sydney at Unitego on Friday night, Waverly at Harpersville coming up on Saturday. And you might be questioning yourself a little bit about this. Harpersville playing Waverly. Waverly's a much bigger school. We'll talk more about that later on. End over end kick is going to be taken in by number 14, Justin Matice. Matice will get the run back for the for Delhi, getting back to about midfield. And he is going to be hit. He will cough up the ball. And as a result, Harpersville will take over as they get another great opportunity here in the opening seconds of this ball game, because if we check the scoring time clock, we see only 11:33 showing on the clock. So taking the opening kickoff for a touchdown and then coughing up the ball on the next kick, it is not an exactly stellar game for the Delhi Bulldogs at this point. It's going to be Stephen Lee. Lee, once again, will get the snap. The ball comes back. He's going to be tied up immediately. This time, he will not find a hole. He will not be able to burst through, and there's going to be a loss of about 2 yards on that play.
Not much room there for Harpersville. Delhi trying to come back and set the tone.
Devin Dean, number 6'1", 183-pound junior, decides to keep it himself and try to find a hole. He cannot do that. He will be hit at the line of scrimmage and stop there. Ken's Matice, one of the gentlemen who put the shoulder to him. Now he will pick up the length of a football, and that's about it. split way off to the near side this time. It's going to be Dylan Smith. Dylan Smith now dropping back is going to be Dean. Dean has a man open on the other side of the field. It's John Andrews. Andrews will have enough for the first down as he gets down to the 30-yard line. And the Harpersville Hornets keep it alive. First, we have our first down for Harpersville. Just curious how many first downs Harpersville will come up with today. Split off to the near side this time. It is going to be Alex Speck. I got my things right. We'll get the things in the right order. Let's see. They have flags all over the play. They're going to say that it was offsides against Delhi. Now they'll march things back down to the 25-yard line. Harpersville picking up a quick 5 yards.
Quick run there by Harpersville after that big play by the tight end Andrews played before, moving down the field.
Split out to the far side. It's Michael McMillan off to the near side. That the play will not go to the near side. It's going to be Dean who will take it off and run it on a quarterback keeper. He moves to the right side, finally runs out of bounds, gets about half the distance that he needed. The ball will be down to about the 23-yard line, so we'll call it second and still three.
Harpersville in the huddle. Line it up for the next play.
This is one of those situations today when we have a lightly overcast sky, no threatening clouds, but no bright sunshine either. Stephen Lee on the football again, and he is going to be brought down by Brian Ingram. Ingram leading a two-man attack on the stop.
Good play by Ingram there, getting his hands up on the quick tackle.
Loss on the play of a couple of yards. It'll move the ball back to the 25-yard line. The ball sitting right on the chalk mark. I have to always say that now very carefully because I don't know if they still use chalk or if they have painted on lines. Devin Dean barking out the signals. He's going to pitch it back this time to Cody Snow. Flags will fly as Snow is ridden out of bounds off on the near sideline. Once again, it is the aforementioned Brian Ingram who puts the shoulder to him and carries the ball handler away. Going off to the far sidelines is McMillan now, as he will be sitting out this next play. Devin Dean coming on in along with Dylan Smith. The two of them went over and talked to the coaches. Now we are going to have a penalty called against Harpersville, and the ball will be moved back.
Looks like a holding penalty on Harpersville.
So they say holding penalty it is. Now it is a third down and 15 yards, so the brakes that have been going for Harpersville suddenly reverse. Cody Snow goes into motion. The ball is going to be pitched out, intended out there for John Andrews. Andrews at 6'4 is a nice target to shoot at, but despite leaping high in the air that time, it was just over top of his fingertips.
Andrews seems to be the third down favorite to start this one. This one was too far.
Clock continuing to run. It's 8:25, if I see things correctly. Ball is going to be kicked away. Kicking it away will be Tyler Gates. Gates getting it down inside the 10-yard line, but there is no effort on the part of Justin Matthijs to settle in underneath it, and as a result, the ball will hit on the ground, and they will let it roll down to about the 5 or 6.
We'll see how Delhi can respond to this poor field position.
They spotted right exactly on the 5-yard line. So opening day of the opening weekend, I suppose we should technically say, since I know you got in the football mood on Thursday night. We broadcast the Sydney game last night, and now this is the opening Saturday of the season. Ball going to be carried on out by... I'm going to get my things flipped over here. Giaffe himself comes to the near sidelines to talk to Coach Kelly. The ball moved out to about the 9-yard line. Gain, we'll call it a 4. We talk about this beautiful facility here. It is a football field in the center of the running track. Ball kept on the ground, and it will be carried in there by Ingram. Ingram getting out to about the 13 or 14-yard line, so it will be third, and we will call it 8. And then there is a hill, and most of the stands are at the base of the hill, but people prefer to sit either on the hill or have their folding chairs up at the top of the hill and look down from there. And that is what most fans here do. We are going to be having a pause in the action and a very quick timeout, so we'll take timeout too. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Chenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Noah DeDominicus on the carry, tries the right side of the line for the Delhi Bulldogs, and Noah manages to battle his way out to the 20-yard line. That's good enough for the first down. So you talked about field position that was a little bit edgy before. Well, now all of a sudden, the Bulldogs are out at the 20 and begin their march up the field.
Delhi also seems pretty content running the heavy set. Not a lot of receivers split out.
Connor Giaffe spins around, looks for Ingram coming on through. Ingram will be stacked up immediately by the center of the line for Harpersville. And remember, that line for Harpersville has some pretty big boys in it. If you look from tackle to tackle, you see 252, 196, 242, 190, 236. You've got to be a determined runner to break through that line. Trey Mostert, Brian Ingram, and Noah DeDominicus behind Connor Giaffe. Giaffe wants to pass it this time. He is going to be having Austin Bedient down on the flat, but the sophomore Bedient can't hang on to it. He slams his fist down in a bit of self-disgust.
On that play, my eyes happened to notice number 72, Damian Lamori on Harpersville, with a 6'2", 335 in the middle of the field.
Momentary, both teams in their respective huddles. Everybody is waiting for Giaffe to break from the conference with Coach Kelly on the near sidelines. Now he comes back into the huddle and Delhi breaks out. DeDominicus split way out to the near side this time. Ball going to be dropping back for a pass, and look out, it is going to be down into the hands of number 80, Alex Specht, and Specht will get all the way across midfield, across the 40-yard line, and finally tripped up at the 39-yard line. So all of a sudden, the whole complexion of the ball game changes as Connor Giaffe, instead of looking for DeDominicus, goes to the left side of the line to Alex Speck.
Speck had a stride on his man and bobbled the ball for a second. Looked like he might not hold on. Was able to relocate it and get a big gain.
Oh, I'm telling you, I saw that ball hit his fingertips, and it was not one of those confident split seconds, but then the ball was gathered in. This time, it is going to be specked off on the near side, and he is going to take a man with him, a defender for Harpersville, Stephen Lee, but the ball will be kept on the ground well away from the very far-out split end. Good gain on that play of about 9 yards. So Delhi, which gave up a very quick touchdown on the opening kickoff run back, and then ended up with a big break to take possession of the ball a few seconds later. Now we see the Harpersville Hornets being pushed back toward the end zone themselves. The ball will be carried in there by Connor Giaffe. Giaffe gets across the 25-yard line and down to about the 23 before he is going to be tripped up. That's going to be good for another first down. We've got all kinds of first downs coming here today. You know, this was one of those afternoons when we had a nice chilly night last night, wonderful conditions. You thought you might even need the windbreaker today. That is not the case. Turning out to be very warm. Giaffe this time immediately hands off to Brian Ingram, and the Harpersville Hornet defense reads the play perfectly, blowing through the center of the line two or three white jerseys. They will mark it at about a one-yard loss, no gain at all.
It's been a good drive by Delhi so far, but all of a sudden Harpersville hold them up a bit and just inside the 25-yard line here.
So the ball is down waiting for the Delhi offense to come back to their position. Giaffe comes from the sideline and goes on out, barks out the signals. Both coaches are watching the defensive unit for Harpersville. Giaffe now will just simply be, everything will go to a hold momentarily as one of the Delhi Bulldogs manages to make a misstep, and as a result, it's illegal procedure. They will move the ball back 5 yards. So now it's going to be about, we'll call it a 16-yard, second and 16 that they will need. And with that, we will have timeout being called by Delhi. So we've got a break in the action and an opportunity for us to tell you about more of the fine folks who make these games possible every Saturday afternoon on your station for sports. WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So it is another afternoon of football here, this time from Delaware Academy and Central School.
With cooler weather on the way.
Our WCDO football game coming today between the Harpersville Hornets and Delaware Academy and Central School, the Bulldogs. The score right now, it is, where are we here? I love it. 6-0 is their score. This is the score of the board that has the score up and down instead of in the opposite corners. Takes us time to adjust the changes in our cages, folks. Connor Chioffi, the sophomore quarterback, drops back the pass, goes out on the left side, trying to find Alex Specht, and Specht cannot be, get a find an opening and get free. The ball goes down a little bit in front of him.
Yeah, Specht tried to make a play on the ball. The throw seemed a little earlier than he anticipated, and now we're looking at a third long for Delhi.
2 minutes and 43 seconds remaining on the clock as I'm just looking at this scoreboard. Now that I, it's funny, I've been here how many years, and it's the first time I ever really focused in on it, but the teams are listed in vertical order, not horizontal order. Dropping back is Chioffi, looking for an opening. He has number 46 down there. That is going to be Austin Bedian. And Bedian cannot make the turn and catch the ball all at one time. So it becomes a fourth down and still about a 16-yard lead for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Due to the fact that Delhi is on the 30 here, looks like they might consider going for it as opposed to the long field goal try.
So we are in a situation where Chioffi talks to Dave Kelly, says, "What do you want me to do, coach?" Now he goes back into the huddle. He got called for a delay of game a little bit earlier, so certainly the conversations are a bit snappier right now. The handoff goes to Brian. Oh, no, great fake handoff as they faked it to Ingram, and then it was Alex Specht who was going down the left sideline, and Chioffi just pulled that ball back and fired one down into the end zone, incomplete. And the Harpersville Hornets will take over on downs.
It was a stop-and-go route there from Specht, and there was a pump fake, but it didn't fool the Harpersville Hornets. Coverage was still pretty good, so the throw just fell harmlessly to the ground.
2:36 showing on the clock. So taking over will be the Harpersville Hornets, and Devin Dean getting an opportunity to work with Andrew Kimmel. The handoff going to Kimmel is going to be absolutely no gain. The Delhi Bulldog defense just stacked him up right at the line of scrimmage. No gain whatsoever. Devin Dean, the quarterback today for Harpersville. Stephen Lee, Andrew Kimmel, and Cody Snow, all seniors in the backfield.
Looks like Harpersville is going to call timeout here.
And they will just do that and do that and do that, and they're going to make sure that they try to get something going here while they have the opportunity. We made mention of the fact last night, and we want to reemphasize it today, that the new divisions that have come up have some interesting combinations of teams. If we look here in for the Harpersville Hornets, Harpersville is in the Division 6, technically, if you want to do it that way, against Candor, Oxford, Seton Catholic Central, Sydney, and Tioga. Everybody says, well, Tioga is tough. They have a great history. Sydney won their game last night against Shenango Valley in an absolutely great contest. Oxford last night, I believe, was beaten. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to have you print off something for me this morning that I thought about and sitting right on my computer right now. So in any event, it's going to be Harpersville at Delhi today. Next week, they will be playing Waverly. Then they go up against Seton Catholic Central, Sydney, Candor, Tioga, and Oxford in that order. And we will have a couple of those games for you. Dropping back, looking to pass. It is going to be Devin Dean, and he has a man open, but the pass is incomplete. The intended target down there was number 83, Michael McMillan. And no, they say that he went out of bounds. So the pass was complete, but immediately he stepped out of bounds. So give McMillan credit not only for the catch, but also getting the first down. Dylan Smith off to the far side. It is going to be John Andrews to the near side, but the ball is going to be kept on the ground as they will try to go to the always powerful Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel will get a yard, but that's about all, as he will get across the 40. And it's going to be stopped just short of the 45.
The Bulldogs D-line doing well on those runs up the middle. A lot of gang tackles in this game to start.
So McMillan and Dean both go to the sidelines to talk to the coach. Now they come in, and McMillan will split way out to the left. Dean takes his time, looks one way, looks the other. Then he sends Dylan Lindsay in motion, and the ball will be out on the flat long pass, but incomplete. And it will bring up a third down, and still about eight to go.
Delhi had everyone covered like a blanket on that play.
So the ball marked down just inches shy of the 45-yard line, so we'll call it 44 and three quarters. Well, you have the beautifully crafted Delaware Academy and Central School off to our left and a hillside across the way. This is a magnificent scene, especially in fall foliage, which they don't have. Dean going to have to throw the ball. He fires it down in the vicinity of Dylan Smith, but you almost want to call that one intentional grounding, as Dean quickly gets the pass off so that he didn't get crunched by Delhi defenders who were coming down on him quickly. But Dylan Smith had absolutely no chance to catch that ball.
Great pass rush from Kenz Mattis on the Bulldogs D-line there.
Kenz Mattis, he is just one interesting guy with one interesting name. He has that D in there. Ball is going to be kicked away, and we're going to see scampering for it that strange named guy, Noah D. Dominicus. And Noah gets no run back whatsoever. One of the things that I have enjoyed ever so much, and I happen to have met Noah back many, many, many years ago. He doesn't remember it necessarily. But we have watched the efforts of the two Dominicus brothers, the D. Dominicus brothers. The oldest one has now graduated. Noah, the younger one coming up. In fact, if you look at some of our markers here, you'll notice that there's a slightly different color, different shading in the things that I have. All I did is took last year's and picked the whole team on the color because I knew we had Noah again this year. Ball going to be kept on the ground again. And no gain, no appreciable gain. He's still on his feet, still churning forward. He'll get an extra yard or two. And I don't even want to call that second effort. It's probably going to be about third or fourth effort. So they'll finally get across the 25 to about the, we'll call it the 28-yard line. That'll bring up a second and five. And D. Dominicus, the powerhouse, was pushed along by God knows how many people that time. There is a poster that I saw many years ago that said it was a rugby poster. It said something like, happiness is a warm scrum. Well, that didn't even look like a huddle. That was just a scrum of humanity pushing forward. So the quarter comes to the end. So the clock ticks down. It is still a 6-0 Harpersville ball game. We'll be back with more coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Warmer weather on the way. Now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So the Delhi Bulldogs now coming back out onto the field, getting ready to go here in period number two. Harpersville leading in this contest by a score of 6-0. Any patches of blue that we saw in the sky earlier have long since disappeared. So we now have a general overcast. When I was looking at the weather report on television last night, they said in the animation, they said, expect the clouds to come in from the northwest. Well, they are coming in. Ball going to be kept on the ground. The pitch goes to Noah D. Dominicus. Dominicus drives the right side of the line for Delhi. Cannot make the corner and will be driven out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. So now it becomes third and still very close to 5 yards. So we have ourselves a conversation going on. Coach Dave Kelly rather animated with his left hand saying this, 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 and you can see him moving his hand. Now finally, Connor Chiaffi breaks away from the coach, goes back to the huddle, barks out very quickly the signs, and we will see the Harpersville Hornet defense look around saying what's coming up. Well, what's coming up is going to be two men split off to the near side. Alex Speck and Noah D. Dominicus, both on the same side. Dropping back is Chiaffi, and he is almost pulled down, and now he is whipped around and will be pulled down for a significant loss.
Good luck there, Harpersville. It'll bring up fourth and long for the Bulldogs. Sorry about that.
Looks to me that William Wilsey is the man who got a hold of him, whipped him around, and pulled him down. So Chiaffi now goes to a fourth down situation, and it's going to be nearly 20 as he has to get up to the 33 for a safe first down. The ball is spotted down inside the 15. And it will be Chiaffi who will kick it away, and he kicks it. It will bounce at the 39. The Harpersville Hornets let it roll to midfield, and it will be down at about the 49-yard line, still in Delhi territory. So Chiaffi, not only the quarterback, but also the kicker. That ball was finally downed in there by Nick Marino. We always see the talent come out, and you have what you have. You had some large kids, some tall kids, some short kids, some light kids, some heavy kids. And boy, it's not exemplified any more than the Delhi crew. We'll talk more about that later. Here goes Devin Dean. He's going to be on the run, moving to the left side. He will get running room. The ball is going to be finally, they're going to say, I guess that he got pushed out of bounds. I can't spot my markers. There they are. He got pushed out of bounds after about a 4-yard pickup. It was interesting because that ball was kicked away that time, as we said, by Chiaffi, and the man who ended up touching it down was going to be something like 120 some odd pounds, and that is one of those situations where you just are so accustomed to see the 200 pound bruisers. Nick Marino went over and finally touched the ball down. He's 5'6" and 125 pounds. Well, they had a bit of a mishap on the field, and as a result, a penalty will be marched off against Harpersville. That will move the ball back to the 50-yard line. Man goes in motion. That's Lee. They'll pitch the ball back to the very quick Lee. He will get across midfield and get up near the 45 before he is finally going to be stopped in there by Brian Ingram. Ingram plays both ways, as do a number of these players. This time on the defensive unit, manages to stop Lee with about a 4-yard pickup. third and still about nine.
Lee following the guard on that last pitch play. Good pull, but gaps are filled by Delhi.
Kevin Dean coming on in with the play for the Harpersville Hornets. Silas Wackle up over the ball. It is going to be snapped back to Dean, and he pitches it after he is hit, pitches it to Stephen Lee, and there's a scramble for the loose ball, and from the cheers of the fans, you hear that it is going to be recovered by hometown Delhi Bulldogs. So now, the complexion changes somewhat. Ball is moved down across midfield to about the 48-yard line, but they're doing the same thing that we had last night where the game was held up while they change. Remember, with each possession, they change to the home team's football or to the other team's football. So they had to mark the spot and then wait for a ball to be carried in from the Delhi side of the field. So Chiaffi breaks away and starts moving things, but then an official across the way throws the flag, say it's illegal procedure against the Bulldogs. And with that, they pick up the football and move it across midfield from Harpersville territory into the Delhi Bulldog territory. Good delegation of fans here from Harpersville. We see two big signs on the chain link fence across the way that say, Go Hornets. Ball's going to be pitched in there to Trey Mostert. Mostert is going to be attacked from behind as he is going to be grabbed by Tyler Dugan, and Dugan just wrestles him down. So we end up with the ball right at the 50-yard line. So now with that short gain, it's still going to be second at about 12. Interestingly enough, if you look across the way, all of the Hornets have their helmets on, the men on the bench, not so on the near side. The ball is going to be passed from Chiaffi going to Austin Bedient, and Bedient makes the turn perfectly, picks up almost all the yards they need as he crosses the 45, crosses the 40, gets down to about the 39-yard line, and it is very close to first down territory. We'll call it now third down, and we'll give it a long one. We'll call it two just to be safe, but very close to first down territory. Chiaffi back in with the next play, and the Bulldogs are out of the huddle. Tyler Cumson back up to the center position, snaps the ball up to Chiaffi. Chiaffi will go in there to number 42, Brian Ingram. Ingram manages to blow across for the first down, as he will get across the 35, just inches inside the 35 here at Delhi. Remember, the Harpersville Hornets leading in this ballgame by a 6-0 score, 7:13 on the clock, period number two.
Good hard running by Ingram on that last play between the tackles.
Delhi ended up scoring, Harpersville ended up scoring on a Stephen Lee run back of the opening kickoff. That's all the scoring there has been. On the run, Noah D. Dominicus, and the ball is going to be coughed up and grabbed down by Harpersville. Chiaffi, that time handed off to Noah D. Dominicus on the run. The ball popped out of D. Dominicus's hands, and right there to grab it down was a member of the Harpersville Hornets. They will take over possession of the ball at about the 37-yard line.
And Noah got met in the backfield, and as he was trying to reach out of it, like the ball just kind of popped out.
You know, sometimes the little miracles work and sometimes they don't. Dylan Smith splits out to one side, John Andrews to the other end, but the ball is going to be delayed as we do have an infraction call. They're having a bit of a discussion. I believe you're going to find it's illegal procedure against Harpersville. I did not see a flag at all, and neither did other people in the press box, and they have not moved the football. So I don't know if an official saw a chin strap dangling or what, but they found some reason to stop that play before it got started. Devin Dean gets his marching orders from the bench on the far side. Now comes back in. This time they will have Andrews in close, but they split Smith out again. Dropping back is Dean. He goes over to the aforementioned Andrews. Complete forward pass across midfield, and Andrews drops to one knee at the 49 as he scrambled and sort of half-dove to catch that ball and could not regain his balance. 6 minutes, 23 seconds in the clock running.
I think it's safe to say Andrews is one of Dean's favorite targets in this one.
Devin Dean, the junior, has all seniors in the backfield. They give him lots of coverage this time, and he fires the ball down again toward John Andrews. Andrews goes down, cannot hang on to the football, and going with him step for step was Tyler Dugan. So a pair of 26s going down, and it was a matter of which one would be able to catch the ball. Neither one of them could.
Andrews was just able to get his hand on that one. A little overthrown.
Again, it is Devin Dean and Dylan Smith who come in with the play. Smith splits out to the near side. Smith is not going to figure in the play as it's going to be batted away in there. Batted away by number 42, Brian Ingram, for the Bulldogs. Well, next week it's going to be the Delhi Bulldogs playing a game. Let's see, where are they next week? Yeah. All of a sudden I sent something and it wasn't on the right page, folks, and that does happen occasionally. They're at Green next week. Green was a big winner, 37-0 over Bainbridge Guilford last night. Certain that's in somebody's memory. Stephen Lee carrying the ball for the Harpersville Hornets. Loose ball. Everybody scrambles for it. And the Bulldogs come up saying it's ours. We'll wait for the official call on that. Now they put it down. And what are they going to say?
They rolled them down, fourth down.
Yep. They don't see any indication at all that they're going to change things over. So it'll bring up a fourth and still about nine situation as Harpersville has not moved the ball much at all. Dylan Lindsay going out of the ball game. The ball will be kicked away. And it is D. Dominicus who lets it go and finally picks it up inside the 10. Still on his feet at the 15, at the 20, at the 25, at the 30, at the 35, and finally dives out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. Flags will fly, but Noah DeDominicus on a good run back that time.
I think Noah surprised everybody by picking that up. I was able to get a good gain because everyone thought he was going to let it go.
I was questioning the judgment of that decision when he was at the 8-yard line. Now they are having the discussion in the center of the field with the officials as they want to make sure they clarify what the options are, what the options were. One of the officials comes over and explains it to the coaching staff of Delhi. And, well, we see that. Connor Chiaffi decides to take advantage of the break in the action to talk to his coach. So they mark it from the spot of the foul at about the 31-yard line. It will be against Delhi. That will move the ball back to about the 21. So the good run back by DeDominicus apparently was shortened a bit by the actions of one of his teammates. So it is a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul at the 31. Clock ticks down to 5:40. That is all that's left here until halftime. So we have a man in motion. And the ball will be... I can't spot who hit. I guess they're going to hit Joffe before he finally gets the ball away to anybody that time.
Yeah, Joffe dropped the snap, I think, and just decided to follow the ball.
Yep, that's sometimes the best thing to do. If you can't pick it up, don't risk it. That's the easy way on that one. You still have to look at a school as being a multi-use facility in any town. So you have the historic school out on the hilltop, and as we said before, we have a football field surrounded by a track. We have four tennis courts between the track and the school. Dropping back now is Chiappi, and Chiappi is going to be really bear-hawked back there by big number 26, John Andrews. Andrews blew through the line, but I do see a flag on the play.
Yeah, Andrews kind of twisted him. Might have been a late flag because of the tackle, face mask of some sort, maybe.
Well, you never know. So we will look at it and see what it is. But a flag has been thrown. It looks to me like it was a face mask violation. Coach Kimmel comes in from the far sidelines, and one of the referees indicates to him with a twist of the head, and now the ball will be marked off as they move it up to across the 20-yard line back to the 21. So now it will end up being a second down and about 11. Split out to the far side is Adam Speck. Chiappi is ready to go. Second and close to 11. Dropping back is Chiappi. He fires it out on the flat intended for Noah DeDominicus. But there are a couple of defenders right there. Devin Dean is there. Smith is there. I believe Cody Snow. So all three backfielders in the offense for Harpersville playing good defense that time around. Third and still 11.
We'll see if Delhi wants to come out in that two-receiver set that they have on most of their pass plays on this third and long.
No hurry whatsoever. As we say, 4.5 minutes left till halftime. So finally, it will be Speck who comes out and splits out to the right side. Chiappi, longer than usual count back in the shotgun. He will go in there to Austin Bedian. Bedian has, it's going to be Ingram that has his helmet blown off. And gain on the play short. They're going to move it up to about, we'll call it a 5-yard pickup. So it's still going to be fourth down, but 6, maybe even 7 to go. So Chiappi back deep, getting ready to kick. Nate Dennison now in the ball game for Delhi. And in sort of spiraling kick that will hit at the 49 and then take a backwards up the field bounce. It is going to be stopped immediately in there, and play will resume at the 49-yard line. So for all intents and purposes at midfield. Yeah, good to see Nate Dennison coming into the ballgame. His brother Ben Dennison did good things the last couple of years here at Delhi. I always enjoy coming to this field because you get the opportunity to look down an unobstructed view. They do not have lights, so all games are played here in the afternoon. The ball going to be passed by Devin Dean as he is going to be going out there to one of his favorite targets, John Andrews. Andrews will scoop it up. That's going to be good for the first down, and they're down to the 34-yard line.
That was Harper, a phenomenal play by Andrews there. Who wants it more situational on that throw?
Harpersville managed to score on a kickoff return of the opening kickoff. That's all the scoring there has been. Still 6-0 Harpersville as we have the about 3 minutes remaining here until halftime. Ball kept on the ground. That's one of those infamous clouds of dust. No gain on the play whatsoever. If anything, he got inches, and you can never say more than that. Down on the Harpersville bench is Hunter Sika, the 6'2", 230-pound senior. He's being attended to by one of the Delhi coaches. He appears to be just winded. Out on the field, it is going to be Devin Dean looking to Andrews again. Andrews manages to get the ball down to about the 5-yard line, and finally he breaks away from his would-be defender, Tyler Dugan, and scampers on into the end zone. So with that, the score goes 12-0 here at 2:15 remaining until the halftime break. Sika still being administered to on the bench down here right in front of us. Teammate Ryan Tellian comes out over to have a few words with him. Meanwhile, on the field, the point after attempt will be on the ground. The ball pitched back to Devin Dean. Dean is going to be grabbed down and just spun around. The man who gets a hand on him is big Brian Ingram. Ingram won't let go, and with that, we have a 12-0 ball game, and that is exactly where it's going to stay. Football, Saturday afternoon, and your favorite radio station is WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It'll be Trey Mossert who takes the kick, and with that he will get a modest run back as he takes the ball inside the 20 and manages to get back across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. And then the Delhi Bulldogs will take over from there. So we're still watching the action on the bench where we still have big number 70 Hunter Sika still on the bench. A flag is going to be thrown out on the field before the ball is snapped. They're going to call it against the Delhi Bulldogs, and that will march the ball back inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line. First down still, but now about 15 yards necessary. 2:15 showing on the clock.
Delhi with their two receivers.
Ball going to be handed off in there to Brian Ingram. Ingram will get to the 30-yard line. No major progress on that play. Sophomore Connor Chiaffi just whipped around and put that ball right in Ingram's belly. Ingram off for about a 2-yard gain. We'll have to settle for that.
Delhi seems content letting that clock run.
It is one of those afternoons when they said later in the afternoon as things progress, you may have an intermediate shower, very quick. We're not looking forward to that at all. Ball again going to be snapped off and handed off to Brian Ingram. Ingram will get across the 35. We'll call it down at about the 36 or 37. They have not moved the line markers yet, and there is a flag on the play. The flag was thrown right at the point at which Ingram was brought down. So that was not a backfield situation. They're going to call face mask against the Harpersville Hornets. I got a Hancock for that. So the Hornets now will move toward midfield as the ball is being marked. Let's see, they're going to go all the way to about the 47-yard line across midfield. So a significant gain and a first down for Delhi. So, I said a first down, and they put it up second. That's interesting. So they didn't buy, now they've changed it to first down. I was going to say, don't do this to me, boy. I don't like it when you do those things. Man goes in motion, but Chiaffi just goes with a tried and true, hands it back to Ingram. Ingram blows right up through a hole in the center of the line, picks up about five. With that, they're going to have the clock run down to about 40 seconds. And with that, there is going to be timeout on the field as Coach Kelly wants to say something very quickly to his people. So we'll keep the broadcast right here for the time being. You're listening to this afternoon's game the old-fashioned way, via radio, either on AM 1490 or on FM 101. But let's say you're going to be on vacation next week or away on business and you want to follow the action anyway. Well, you can do that. You can catch all the action on your digital device. So go to WCDOsports.com around game time. We'll be there. All courtesy of your friends at FSCU. Another service added to the WCDO media complex. Yep, it's called live streaming. And you'll find it at WCDOsports.com. So Coach Kelly meanders back toward the bench. And with that, Chiaffi and company ready to go. Their huddle was at the near hash mark. The ball is way over at the far side hash mark. Now they're ready to go. 35 seconds remaining here. This will be the last play of the first half. Chiaffi wants to pass. He gets lots of protection, has lots of time, but look out. There's one obstacle in the way, and it's called Devin Dean. So Dean manages to get the interception, runs it to the 30-yard line, deep in his own territory before he is finally stopped up. So now the clock runs down to 19 seconds. Harpersville will have the opportunity to get off a play or two. They lead in this ball game right now by a 12-0 score with 19 seconds on the clock as we approach the halftime break. In the contest between Harpersville and Delhi from Delhi. Devin Dean, now ready at quarterback, drops back, looks around. His favorite target, John Andrews, is way downfield, but this time, number 26 in white is nowhere near the football, and 26 in maroon, that is Tyler Dugan. He's closer to the ball, but he can't catch up to it either, and it's an incomplete forward pass. Oh, we are close to the bottom of the hour. If I look at the clock across the way, while I'm at it, just look. Yeah, we're at that clock across the way is in pretty good shape. And time will be, they say, out. Our clock still shows us 7:13 seconds left, but the official clock is on the field, and they will end up calling it a end of the first half of this ball game. 12-0 is our score. So it is Harry Graves and Anthony Beers here as we are getting ready to move into halftime, and the halftime report being brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solution with outstanding customer service. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on your favorite station, WCDO.